themselves would have been given the letters of offer and obviously waiting for payments. So today, Donegal will be sanctioned 2.7 million euro, which is one of the highest in the country.
As you say, this money has been indicated before letters of offer have been given. Presumably, many of these projects are already underway, some potentially even nearing completion.
I've been speaking to a few promoters of the different projects there this morning. They've been working on them for a long number of years, and some of the projects have already started, but this money now will help them either, you know, complete the project or provide the final touches. But this is, it's important also to point out that, you know, there's other groups that would have applied and weren't successful, but there's going to be another round of funding coming up in the future, and we have to keep them on the agenda as well.
Given the length of time between application, acceptance of letters of offer, and then the final sanctioning of the money to be paid, is it perhaps time to have a look at how this is done to perhaps streamline that system and make it easier for people to apply and get paid quicker?
Well, look, I think what we have in Donegal, we're very fortunate. We have leader companies that are very, very professional at this stage. They have the experience, they have the expertise to spend the money and spend it properly. So we have to look at a better way of ensuring, you know, that people know in advance and can make better preparation. But obviously everybody knows why there was a gap in leader funding for the last number of years. But that being said, now we're going to be pushing for more money in the future, because this is community activism at its best, and we're very, very fortunate to have the leader companies working in conjunction with Donegal County Council, spending the money where it needs to be spent.